recognizing that Christmas is a great time for stories, I'd like to share with you tonight, this morning, depending on your perspective, one of my all-time favorite stories. And this happens to be a true story. I came across this in a biography I read of Dostoevsky, the great Russian novelist. And this story, you could find it online. It's called The Peasant Mari, M-A-R-E-Y, if you want to fact check this. And I may get some of the details wrong, but this is how I remember the story. I think it's very profound and beautiful. It takes place at the beginning when Dostoevsky is 29 years of age, and he finds himself in a Siberian prison. He has a four-year sentence to be there. And he's there because he has spoken out critically about the government in Russia. It's hard to understand in our day how anyone could be critical of a government, but this one time, it happened. And Dostoevsky got in trouble. So 4 years, he's there. Very difficult circumstances. And as the story begins, it happens to be during Holy Week, he is very despondent. He is at the low point of his life. He despairs of being able to survive his prison sentence. And he sees that he and his fellow prisoners are living in really the most brutal of conditions, and there's no sympathy from the outside for their plight. So he goes to his cell and he lies down, and he remembers a story that had taken place in his life 20 years before when he was 9 years old. And he says in the story, "I never given this moment a second thought until that day when I was 29 years old in the prison camp." And this is the story. He grew up in a rural area of Russia, and he was outside of the family home by himself in the woods, and he was playing. He loved to be in the woods. It's a beautiful day, animals, insects, nature. He's having a great time. And all at once, he thinks he hears someone cry out that there's a wolf. So he's by himself. He's nine. He's terror-stricken. He's panicked. So he runs into a clearing, and there's a poor peasant who's plowing a field, and the peasant's name is Mari, M-A-R-E-Y. He gives his name to the story. So the little boy, who's nine, goes up to the peasant, who's about 50, and he says, "Where is the wolf?" And the peasant realizes what has happened, that the little boy's imagination has gotten the best of him. So he smiles at him, and he wipes away his tears, and he makes the sign of the cross over him, and he says, "Christ be with you." So Dostoevsky remembers this moment, and he remembers Mari looking at him with what he described as maternal kindness. And he remembered that even if Mari had had a boy of his own who was nine, he could not have loved his child more than he loved me at that moment in time. So Mari says to him, "Far off in the distance, I can see your home. If you walk there, if you set out for your home, I will stand here and I'll wait and I'll keep watch over you so you'll know that you'll be safe until you arrive home." So the boy sets out, Dostoevsky, 9 years old. He goes a short distance, he turns around to see if the peasant is still looking, and he is. So he goes a little bit more, he turns around, and he's still watching. And finally he runs pretty close to his home, and he looks back, and Mari is very small. And he waves at him, Mari waves back, and then the little boy runs home. And in the story, Dostoevsky says he never gave that moment a second thought. He says in a way he was embarrassed because of what had happened, and even when he saw Mari in the future, he never brought it up. But 20 years later, the lowest point of his life, he remembers the story. It comes out of nowhere. And it amounts to, in his life, what we would call a conversion experience. It changed his life, remembering this moment, because he thinks to himself, there could very well be many Maris in prison with me. I can't read souls. I don't know. But I believe that there may be many other people like him with me in this prison. Changes his life. He ends up surviving his sentence, goes on to become one of the greatest novelists of the 19th century, or in any centuries, I would argue. How did it change his life? It's fascinating to reflect on this a little bit. Reminds me of our day in a little way. I think in many ways, Today we can be a little bit like Dostoevsky at the beginning of the story. We can be a little bit dejected. We look at the world, we get a little bit concerned, we're frustrated, we're disappointed. Sometimes we're frustrated with the church as well. We experience this in our lives. As a priest, people come to me very often to talk about frustrations, disappointment with the world, great concern, distress over the state of our world. It's good to remember in these moments that there are many Maris in the world, the quiet saints who illuminate the path around us. And today, it's critically important that we remember not only are there many Maris in the world, God is in the world. God comes into our world. Christ is born to be one of us. And when we think of the less than beautiful parts of the world that we see, it's good to acknowledge God sees even more. After all, God created the world. God would see the ways in which creation can go astray. God could see the ways in which we as human beings settle for less than what God made us for in the beginning. And yet, nevertheless, God chooses to be born, to come into the world, to be one of us. Some people could say, you could make a really compelling argument that the worst case scenario plays out when God becomes human. As we think of the cross and the Lord's passion, we think of God being put to death. It seems like that's the worst that can happen in God becoming human. And yet, nevertheless, God becomes one of us. God wills to live in this world that we live in. And if God is willing to be here, how much more should we claim our spot in this world? How much more should we cling to our place in this world to be a reminder of God, to remember God in our lives, to be witnesses of God in the world for the sake of other people? If God chooses this life, this world, to be one of us, we have to choose this life, this world, to be one with God. The heart of the conversion is this. Dostoevsky remembered a story that he had forgotten. He describes it this way. He says, "This story had lain hidden in my soul for many years. But when he remembered it, it changed his life. It was a dramatic conversion point for him." This is the message for us on Christmas Day. Today we remember a story that has lain hidden in our souls, that God becomes one of us to redeem us, to make us like God, to draw us closer to God. And when we remember this story that can lie hidden in us, our lives can't help but be changed.